morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
A lot going on. First of all, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for our donuts this morning for our guests. We have lots of guests today on the show. We have Fernando Aguilar. He is from the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs. He is the Youth of the Year. That is yay. I'm congratulating him already. And he's going to come in and talk to us and tell us what this means. I wonder if that puts pressure. I would put pressure on me to be Youth of the Year.
Yeah, I'd have a lot of, even now, I'd be like, oh, really? That's a pretty distinguished honor there.
Yeah, so Fernando will be joining us. And then we have Diane Funk and Leslie Adams from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. They will be joining us in the first hour. In the second hour, we're going to have Tina Spencer and Linda Rose on from ACT Tours. They're going to be joining us to talk about all sorts of things in travel. And they don't know it, but I'm actually going to try to get them to talk about some of the craziest travel moments that have happened, because they are the host for a lot of tours for ACT, and let's talk, and I do want to talk to him a little bit about what drives hosts crazy. What do people do out there that don't do when you're traveling with a group? There has to be some things.
There have to be quite a few things,
I would think. And so instead, this would be a lot of fun, because I don't think we've had Tina and Linda on in a long, long time. And they are the behind-the-scenes people that put everything together for Stephen Lalo, who, by the way, they are in Rosarita Beach again. So there you go. All right, today's show is brought to you in part by A1 Custom Golf Cars and Desert Batteries. Both open 7 days a week. A1 Custom Golf Cars is the leader in lithium battery installations. Think about it. You can get lithium batteries now in your golf cart for around $3,000. The price has really dropped from when they originally started doing lithium batteries. It was around $7,000 because of the technology and how it's improved so much. So lithium batteries, especially for those of you that leave town for 4 or 5 months, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry about it. The mess, you don't have to have anybody go over there, take care of it, but nothing. They are maintenance free. So give A1 Custom Golf Cars a shout out and give them a call. Their information is on Traveling with Françoise. All right, this week has been, like I said, I looked at my calendar and I'm looking at this week's calendar and I'm just overwhelmed by looking at it, but how can we have so many events going on in the Valley, first of all, at the same time?
It's a little bit overwhelming, isn't it?
It is. Every direction we turn, their Fashion Week started last night, going on this week. Of course, BMP ends today. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was over at the BMP, and I was interviewing Jean-Yves Fillion, who is the BMP CEO of America, the top gun. And when I get over there, I notice that my right eye was starting to hurt, and I thought, what's going on? Is it allergies? Anyway, it was driving me crazy, but I wear contacts, and I didn't have another contact. I didn't know if a bug was in my eye or all this sort of stuff. So I did the interview, which was great. He is so nice. We went into I got to go into the BMP suite and hang out in there for a while and meet all these people, and it was just really, really a lot of fun. And I apologized at the beginning. I said, I don't know what's wrong with my right eye, so just ignore it. And he laughed. He said, don't worry about it. So I get home and I take out my contact, and it had this big rip in it.
Ouch.
And I wear soft lens, and I didn't even know it. And so luckily this morning, I was worried that I'd scratched my eye from all the rubbing and all this sort of stuff, but everything's fine. It's a little puffy, but everything's fine, or my eyelid. But I think I did this whole interview. I had this amazing experience with a torn contact my right eye. So that was part of that was just yesterday. Also this week, some very exciting news. Had the first official board meeting for Artifacts and Arts Across America. We are official now. We have our 501c3. I have my beginning board, which consists of me as the president. Gina Edwards. Hi to Gina and Doug out there. I know you guys are listening. Gina is my right-hand gal and the secretary who's doing it. She gives me peace. I told her that the other day. I go, Gina, you just, because this can get very stressful, all of this. She gives me peace. She keeps me calm. And then on the board, we have Vincent Battaglia of Renova Energy. And we have Malcolm Gocciocho from A1 Custom Golf Course. So that is our starting board. And we decided to keep it that size right now. We want to grow as we can grow. We don't want to all of a sudden put ourselves in a big stressful situation of all these board members and all this kind of stuff. So, and I put a release out there, and I have to thank everybody for all the kind words about this. They're so excited about the fact, Alex, that I'm going to be featuring these small towns.
Mm-hmm.
They love the idea. In fact, I was at the O'Kane's opening. O'Kane's Irish Pub is now open over in Rancho Mirage on the corner of Bob Hope and Gerald Ford. They had a grand opening on Friday, and I had several people come up to me and congratulate me about Artifacts and Arts and say we're really excited about this. It's like a Huell Hauser thing. I get this all the time, so which is a huge compliment. I will take it any day. So, like I said, this week, lots of things going on. Check out O'Kane's. Like I say, they are open certainly today for St. Patrick's Day. She did tell me they were closed on Tuesday, and that means we can finish up that show that we had. Also, still going on is Bialson's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. They have their closing the door sale, their end of their lease, retirement sale going on. Go on over there and take advantage of all the definitely amazing bargains over at Bialson's Jewelers. So I need to get over there this week. That's on my list of things to do. So I will head on over there, like I say, this week. We have prizes today. Today we're going to stick with the Indian Wells Arts Festival tickets, so you'll have a chance, a couple chances to win those. I don't even know. I wasn't on KESQ yesterday. I'll be back there in a few weeks. And Alex, you have big news. You just launched something. Tell everybody what you did.
Yeah, so I'll actually have a brand new show on Tentem, our sister station.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, from A to Z. With Alex Zatarain and myself.
Love that name. Yeah.
So we're still, you know, trying to get off the ground, looking for sponsors. We do have a pretty firm template of how the show is going to be run. It's only going to be 1 hour a week. We're still, you know, waiting on the details.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we start getting all that stuff going, you know, we'll be up on the air, you know, sooner than later. It's going
to
be fun.
Well, keep us posted. We want to know. So now I can put all my sports questions to you. So I think the name is great. I like your logo. And you're thinking you're right now, you're a Wednesday, I think, is the potential date for this show?
We're looking at Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
You know, we do have a few other shows that will be, you know, later at night after Pierce Sports. So we're still looking at you know, what the details are going to be, but it mainly focuses on trying to get sponsors right now, because once we have that, then we'll be good to go.
Yeah. Well, it all has to grow. It's weird how all this stuff grows. Well, congratulations to you.
No, thank you.
Good job. All right. Some things happening in the Coachella Valley that I want you to know about before we end up going to break is California Care Force 2019 Coachella Clinic will be held on March 22nd. Through the 24th, healthcare professionals come together to serve those in need. It is happening at the Riverside County Fairgrounds in Indio. Wristbands, they're going to be distributing wristbands at 4 p.m. on Thursday, 4 p.m. on Friday, and 4 p.m. on Saturday. They may be limited first-come, first-served spots available for the clinics at this clinic, which everything is free. They are going to have dental, let's see, they will have 20 medical exam rooms, 70 dental chairs, x-rays, cleaning, fillings, prescriptions, free prescriptions for eyeglasses. All of this, again, there's all these professionals are donating their time. So they have more than 500 volunteer healthcare professionals throughout California are projected to provide critical care for the anticipated 600 to 1,000 people per day. And all the services are free. And again, it happens next weekend. And if you want more information, you can go to californiacareforce.org. And I will put this up on the Traveling with Francois website. So definitely it's going to be very, very needed, I'm sure, and very helpful. So we thank everybody that's all the healthcare professionals that are part of this to help serve those in need. So that is a big event coming up. Also, we have a lot of free events. I don't really know how much we're going to get to on today's show just because we have so much going on. We have the Coachella Valley Pick of the Week, thanks to CoachellaValley.com. Yesterday actually was a big air show out in El Centro. I missed it because I was interviewing over at the BMP. Yeah. I can't do it all. I would love to, and I really want to go to the air show, but maybe next year. I think next year, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to put a bus trip together, And I'm going to take a busload of people to the air show.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I was talking about Craig. We were going to do it actually this time, but we were only a couple weeks out when the idea popped into my head. Sometimes, you know, you're just sitting there and you think, why didn't I think of this before? I don't know. Anyway, so on this St. Patrick's Day Sunday, weather's beautiful. Has it not been gorgeous? I think I'm ready for some warm weather.
Yeah, it's been a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
A little bit warmer.
I can take it. And it's nice. And everything's beautiful and green. The wind we could do without, but oh well, can't have everything our way. All right. I think on that note, we are going to step aside. And we're going to welcome Fernando Aguilar, who is the Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs. He's going to come in and join us. We're going to talk about what all this means for him and more. All right. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. This segment of the show is brought to you in part by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon. You can go to the website, the500ps.com. And today, for St. Patrick's Day, the building will be green tonight. It will be lit up in emerald green, so it's a great backdrop for a selfie.
I would go take one right now.
I know. It's going to be really cool. So if you could sort of put in a pot of gold, too, and a rainbow, you know, Photoshop it in there, it would be a lot of fun. You have a pot of the rainbow coming out of the fire. Anyway. All right. So joining us in studio, I am honored to have Fernando Aguilar, who is named the 2019 Youth of the Year by the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs. Fernando, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome.
Well, it's...
I mean, thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I knew this is probably your first time on radio.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is people can't see us mess up. If we mess up, they can hear us, but they can't see us. So don't worry about that. So first of all, congratulations to your award. Did you have any idea that you were going to be receiving this?
Yes. So what happened in the process is there's more candidates that compete, so we all compete versus each other, but we were all outstanding, but in the end, I ended up winning in the process.
So when you say that you compete, what, with essays or having to get up and speak in front of people, what does it involve?
Yes, so to be eligible for the scholarship, you have to have at least a minimum of 2 years at the club and working, like, hours, so you have to have a certain amount of hours, and then on top of that you have to write 3 essays based on, like, your club experience, and then, like, what you see for America, like what you think you would want to see better in the youth for America, and then also your personal brand, so, like, how the club has molded you into the person you are, and, like, who you were when you went into the club and how you're leaving, how it impacted you.
Interesting. So you had to write 3 essays.
Yes, and then on top of that, I had to give a 3-minute speech.
Okay. Well, they don't make it easy. And you said that you won a scholarship. What was the amount of the scholarship?
The amount of the scholarship was $30,000. And then yesterday, we went to another competing, and I won another $500. So I ended up with $30,500.
Wow. Congrats. Wow. That is huge.
Yes, it is very generous.
No wonder you are smiling from ear to ear. So let's talk about a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club. How long have you been a member?
So I've been a member for 3.5 years. I joined the ending of my freshman year.
And why? And this is the Palm Springs Boys and Girls Club. What prompted you to join the Boys and Girls Club?
So what prompted me to join the Boys and Girls Club was I wanted to do community service and get out more in my community because I saw my upperclassmen friends doing it and they had so much fun, like, going out and, like, volunteering, and, like, they were making an impact, and I was like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to go out. I want to make an impact like how they're doing. So I went and I signed up, and I had a friend, like, pull me in, and then they were, like, my mentor. So that's how I joined the Boys and Girls Club.
So what did you see out there in the community? What parts of it did you see that you felt that you could make a little bit better?
So I go to the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs, and for there, we go to, like, the local creeks, and like we clean them up because the wash, like, it gets dirty, so it gets full of trash. So we clean those up, and then we also like do car washes, and we also go out and like crush cans around the valley, mm-hmm. not around the valley, around the city, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then I go to the Palm Springs Boys and Girls Club, but then I'm also at Cathedral City High School. So at Cathedral City High School, we also do like more stuff in our community. So like we adopt a family for Christmas, and like we give stuffed animals to those in need, and then we also do like food drives and like raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So it's just like all over.
That's a lot of stuff. And with us, folks, is Fernando Aguilar, and he is the 2019 Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs, and he has won so far $35,000 in scholarship money for college. And you are a senior now at Cathedral?
Yes, I'm a senior.
You're a senior. And what colleges are you considering?
I've applied to the University of Oregon, the mm-hmm. University of Redlands, USC, four UCs, and four Cal States. Oh, and the University of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, Hawaii as well. What do you see yourself majoring? What is your dream occupation at this point?
Right now, my dream occupation is being a renowned music director, because mm-hmm. I was drawn to it because at our school, we have a great music program.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that has made an impact on my life as well as the Boys and Girls Club, because it's just like a big family, and everybody comes together and like has so much fun making music. And the way it's impacted not only myself but my peers, I want to make that impact as well as the director.
And what instrument do you play?
I play the trombone and the saxophone.
Oh, you play too? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, are you in the marching band, or they have a jazz program?
Yes.
Or so, symphony program? What?
I've been in the marching band for 5 years. I started my eighth grade year,
mm-hmm.
and then I've been in the symphonic band for 4 years now.
Okay. All right. And you guys do, I know you do entertainment. You have some shows around the valley as well. You go out for different
events.
Yeah,
not only the valley, but we go like internationally and Ooh. Nationally. So like this Friday, we're going to Carnegie Hall.
So I read about that. Congrats. How yeah. exciting.
And like last trip, we went to Australia. So we performed in the Sydney Opera House. And now, like, thanks to our director, we have the opportunity to go perform at Carnegie Hall.
That's amazing. Congratulations to you. You have your foot in the door, and you're going. Now, for some of the parents out there who have kids your age or younger, and they think about the Boys and Girls Club, but they're not really sure if it's might be right for them, what would you like to say to those parents on why it would be beneficial for their children to be part of the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs? Or, frankly, any Boys and Girls Club.
It would be beneficial to go to the Boys and Girls Club, because I know, like, entering, I was a meek freshman with, like, weak leadership skills and, like, little confidence, and I wouldn't want to, like, go out a lot into my community. Like, the Boys and Girls Club was my, like, niche, and I, like, it pushed me to be more, and like it tapped into my potential. So I know the Boys and Girls Club is truly where a great future start. So if you enroll your kids at the Boys and Girls Club, it's such a positive environment that everybody's laughing. There's always like people bringing you up. There's always this like positive environment that you don't mm-hmm. feel anywhere else. And it's like something that would benefit your kid, because it holds up so many opportunities that's great for your kid, because it shows them like leadership skills, communication skills, how to interact with kids and adults, and how to be more involved and get more connections, so that you're a well-rounded person, not only for your community but for yourself as well.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. Wow. Definitely, you are obviously so worthy of this award, and it's very exciting. Now, I know the Boys and Girls Club, they have their big gala fundraiser coming up on Thursday, April 4th at the Riviera Resort in Palm Springs. Tickets are $100 per person, and I'll have the link on Traveling with Francoise by tomorrow. Will you be at the gala?
Yes, so I will be at the gala. The gala is a way to honor me for receiving the award. But not only is it for me, but it's also like fundraising for the kids and giving back to our club for all that they've done for not only myself but for my peers,
because you had three runner-ups as well. Did you know all the runner-ups?
Yes,
that were,
yeah, they're all my friends.
Ashley,
yeah, friends.
And is it Dulce?
Dulce.
Dulce and Andrew. So there was three runner-ups as well. How much did they receive?
They had to apply for another scholarship.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So you
for
got
this
the
scholarship,
one.
There's only one recipient.
One recipient.
Unfortunately.
And that recipient is you, Fernando Aguilar, from Cathedral City High School. Now, what are some of the programs in the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs that you enjoy?
I enjoy our Keystone program because...
The Keystone?
Yeah.
And what is that?
The Keystone program is apart from the Boys and Girls Club, because they already, like, push us to do, like, junior staffing, which is, like, taking care of the kids and tutoring them and mentoring them. The Keystone program is led by Lupe Branson, our club teens director. And what she does is she helps us, like, going to Hula Bay, which is going out and cleaning up beaches, mm-hmm. or the local creeks, like how I said. And she's very involved in getting us more involved into our community and showing us these leadership skills. And she gets people who come in, like, to help us with the public speaking. Uh-huh. And she's just a great lady.
Well, I have to. I bet you're amazed at how people throw trash everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it just...
Like, there's a trash can right there.
Exactly.
Like, you can walk.
What is so hard? And I'm so glad that it's... And it's not any certain age who does this. We're not going to say it's just the youth or the seniors or whatever. There's all different age groups. I don't get it. So you guys going out there, it makes you more aware mm-hmm. of how much cleaner our environment can be. And I like the fact that you're going to be telling your friends, hey, pick that up, throw that in the trash can. So that's a good thing. Well, congratulations again, Fernando. I think it's great on you. I'm excited for you. I hope you keep in touch and just let me know what's happening in your future. And again, what college are you hoping to get that acceptance letter from? Anyone in particular?
I want to go out of state, so hopefully the University of Oregon. But I already got their acceptance for the University of Oregon.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to see the other colleges to see like which one would benefit me in the end.
Okay. Well, it sounds great. Again, congratulations and thanks for being on the show.
No, thank you for having me. It was great.
Again, folks, there is a fundraiser that's coming on April 4th for the Boys and Girls Club. Be a Hero for Kids is the name of the event. I'll have that information posted on the Traveling with Francois website. Well, with that said, we're going to go into a break, and when we come back, Diane and Leslie are probably out there waiting for us, and Alex is shaking his head yes, and we'll talk about the Indian Wells Arts Festival coming up next, and Alex will do our pick of the week and all sorts of stuff. Come on back, folks, right here on Money Radio. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I'm telling my guests to put their notes away. Yeah, right. Joining us, as I had promised earlier, is Diane Funk from the Indian Wells Arts Festival, along with Leslie Adams, who is the she is celebrating having the, what would we call this? What is the poster? Is the featured?
It's actually, we call it a commemorative print. A
commemorative print, but actually it's the poster that represents the Indian Wells Arts Festival.
Yes, it brands this year's art festival.
And every year is beautiful. And as I was telling Leslie and Diane, my house is full of these. So I have them all. It's my artwork. I love them. They're so beautiful and colorful. And so, Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
And Leslie Adams, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. So it's great to have you both with us today. So we were just talking as well, a lot going on in those few minutes that we were off the air, that the Indian Wells Arts Festival, and I've been talking about this for the last several weeks, and we've already given a bunch of tickets away, and I'm getting notes saying this is my favorite arts festival. And I love seeing those.
I love hearing that.
Yes, because everything that's all part of it, the location, just everything that goes on there. So, Diane, why don't we let you, since this is your baby, how many years has this festival been going on now?
Oh, my goodness, 17. 17 years.
Really?
Uh-huh. I actually started it when the tennis garden was just completed. And I remember the day of going out there in November. It was on a Thanksgiving holiday. And I stood on the grass section in front of the stadium, and I thought, this is just gorgeous. The mm-hmm. vista was incredible. And I said, I want to be here. So I started calling around to figure out, how do I do this? And I started with Richard Oliphant, who was, I think he was mayor at the time of the city mm-hmm. of Indian Wells. And I called, and I said, like, I want to get in there and do my art show. So then he turned me on to a couple of names at the tennis garden, and one was Ray Moore.
Yep, love Ray.
And I know Ray from way back, because when I was director of Marywood Country Day School, his daughter Amanda was going to school there as well and was really good friends with my daughter. So that was a nice, nice connection. Mm-hmm. And since Raymond knew me already, he kind of has helped me all these years to promote the show and to make sure that the Indian Wells Tennis Garden is our host venue, you know, is as beautiful as can be.
And
it's
it
that lovely for the you know, the tennis is amazing.
Yeah, it's just the grounds, just to go spend a day there wandering around the grounds is just such a delight, and to have your show. And I'm going to point out, folks, when I first met Diane, she had long hair. And now it's really short.
Through the it years, grows quickly. This,
yeah. He said, I don't need to mess with this with everything else I have
going
on.
Took too long to dry.
Yeah. All right. So the Indian Wells Arts Festival is March 29th through 31st. And you have so much going on as well. Each year you seem to add more and more and more.
We do. We do.
And what's going to be new this year?
Well, this year we have incorporated nonprofit organizations. And they will be under this big shade structure. And they'll be doing some interactive art activities for adults and children as well. For example, the Braille Institute will be there. And they will have blindfolds and put them on people so that they can give you an idea of what it is to be blind and to be able to create art. So many of the organizations, all of us know that art really is healthy for us and caring for us and healing for many people in many ways. Alzheimer's Association will be there as well. They, too, incorporate art. Everybody does. It is a special healing that we are able to share with ourselves and with others.
Well, and like you say, it affects us in so many ways. For me, looking at certain art gives me pleasure, not so much doing it because I'm not very creative, but yet there's things around my home. I have a birdhouse that was made by one of the clients of the Braille Institute. I look at this birdhouse every single day, and I'm just totally amazed at what I'm seeing. I could not visually make something that is nice and appealing as that birdhouse. So it really, every art is in the eye of the beholder and how it affects us. And speaking of that, joining us is the feature artist, Leslie Adams. Once again, hello, Leslie.
Hi.
Now, you have the feature poster there, the poster that represents everything going on at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Tell us, when you were selected, how exciting was that?
It was very exciting. I've been waiting for this for, I think, 10 years. I've been with Diane showing.
This will be 11.
The 11th year, yes, and it's a great, great honor and opportunity. And I was born and raised here, went to Palm Springs High School.
Oh.
So being a real local, I just love the cactus and the blooms and just seeing everything there is to see in the desert. It's just not brown with palm trees, as some people think. You know, just go out and see when the super blooms happen and just experiment the desert and the hikes and all the trails we have. And it's just, and as a chef, I've been a chef caterer for 23 years here. So every part of this is almost edible.
Oh.
And from the...
Except the paper. And
Now, the name for your piece is?
Florida Vita.
Okay, and it is an original watercolor painting.
Yes.
And is that your technique, is watercolors?
Yes, watercolors. But I paint so vivid and vibrant that people don't think it's watercolor. I use 300-pound paper. I do everything on the first wash. And I want to show how vibrant watercolors can be.
And we'll take a picture, folks, and I'll post it up on the Facebook page so you can see this. And also, you brought me this beautiful mug, too. This is gorgeous. Did you, Leslie, this is your work?
Yes, it's my work.
Very nice.
It's actually the poster on
there. The poster is on the mug. So I'm sitting here. I'm supposed to be talking on the radio. I'm sitting here looking at the gift that you brought me, so thank you. Now, where will you be located? The poster will be for sale.
Yes.
Okay. Could you do that every year?
Absolutely.
All right. And the poster will be for sale. But Leslie, where can people find you? Do you know yet? I know I'll be broadcasting that day from the festival, and I'll make sure and tell everybody where your booth is then. But do the artists already know where their booths are, Diane?
They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the poster artist, as always, when you walk through the gate, there's the circle right there. So the first double booth there will be me.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll
it's
be
at the Champagne Circle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we love the Champagne Circle. Now, before I don't even know when Easter is at this point. I know before you've had the Sunday was on Easter this year? I don't think so. No.
No. Easter is the one that changes all the time, and we have no control of it.
Yeah.
This year, actually, Easter, I think it's in the end of April.
Oh, end of April. Someone said that to me the other day, and I was totally confused. So, all right, Diane, let's talk about the amount of artists that you have showing at the Indian Wells Arts Festival, again, March 29th through 31st at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Where are they coming from?
They come from all over the country. Mm-hmm. They travel. You know, they actually, this is their life. They set up and take down their booth in all various cities, various countries. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're really excited to have a new artist who's coming directly from Italy.
Mm.
And he has been very well known for portraits that he does, but he'll be bringing some very vivid, abstract paintings. So we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And I went onto his website just to check everything out, but it was all in Italian, so I couldn't figure out what in the world that was.
Well, I also know, I remember, I think it was last year where you had an artist on that worked with threads.
Oh, yes. Ian Inlow.
I mean,
her embroidery.
It was incredible. These fine little threads that she made, these objects. So you have not only paintings and sculptures, you have all different types.
All different kinds of things. For example, Tatsuro has been coming from Japan, and he brings some pottery, very earthen pots that he manages to fire up in his mountaintop home in outside of Tokyo.
Mm.
And then we have Paul Nansambla, and he's from Uganda, and he brings some really vivid storytelling along with the lovely images that he creates. We have Victor Uvilica, who is a jeweler. So we have clothing, jewelry, paintings, sculpture, ceramics. We have huge sculpture as well, monumental sculpture. David Pelosi, actually, you probably saw him last year. Mm-hmm. He hires a crane and brings in a monumental piece of rock. And all day long, he is working on developing that into a piece of sculpture. So that's always really fun to watch. And once again, we have Bruce Freund, who brings a portable furnace and sets up. We have propane for him, and he starts blowing glass. So people always love to sit and watch.
So there's
Bruce.
Something from everyone. It's a great
something
place
for everyone.
To also just go and people watch. If you just want to go and enjoy the music, you have live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a brunch on Sunday?
We have brunch on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday brunch.
It's really a wonderful place.
Something for everyone is what you have there.
Yes. And, you know, when you're there, you don't even realize you're in the desert because of those trees that Leslie had talked about. At the beginning, they were tiny trees, and artists would complain because their canopies wouldn't fit underneath them, and it was always so embarrassing. But now they're big and tall and beautiful, and it's so park-like setting. It's just really fun to be there.
And what about the kids?
We love having kids coming to the show, and we actually let them in for free.
Okay.
And we have all kinds of activities for them. Under the Shade structure with the nonprofits, and as well as John Coleman does a mural that the kids can participate in. So we welcome children. It's a community event. We love having families and tourists and everyone else come and join us.
All right. And Leslie, how long have you been participating in the Arts Festival?
11 years.
Oh,
now.
So you've been participating for 11 years.
Yeah.
And is all of your work, is it paintings? Is that what you have, or do you do you have?
Yes, I do have
booth?
Original paintings and then some gallery-wrapped canvas prints that I can enhance with the color so you get the texture on it. And I will have some greeting cards there and then some signed prints.
Okay, and where can people find your work right now?
Well, my website, www.leslieadams.com.
Okay, and Leslie is spelled L-E-S-L-E-E.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit different, Adams. Yeah.
Yes.
And she's traveled extensively, so many of her paintings also incorporate some wonderful architecture from Italy and Greece. And
right.
So, chef and artist.
Yes.
So you are creative all over the place. Yeah, you're going, that's
the
fantastic.
Watercolor chef is what she
so
calls herself.
That's my banner across my booth, the watercolor chef.
Oh, really? Yeah, I like that.
And I went to pastry school in Paris.
Uh-huh.
So got my pastry degree, came back and started the catering and pastries. And
yum.
Yeah.
All right. Yum, yum, yum. All right. And Diane, let's talk a little bit about general admissions, only $13 per person. If they want to buy tickets for, do you have tickets for the entire event? Is there...
Well, people can go to our website and purchase a ticket now, or mm-hmm. they can come to the gate and buy it during the, you know, at the day of the show. Mm-hmm. It's $13, children free, and when they leave, they can ask for a comeback ticket, and you can come back every day.
Oh.
So for actually 3 days, it's $13.
Oh, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. All right, and the brunch...
And parking is free.
Parking is free.
And valet parking is available
as well.
Brunch is separate. It's a menu, mm-hmm. so people can come in and choose what they want from the brunch menu. And, of course, we have wonderful entertainment going on throughout the weekend. Yes. Incendio
is there. He's
been with us for since the beginning. And then we have Rump Roller, and they're an organ group. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Mesa, local, he will be there as well on Sunday.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to it. I'll be broadcasting live, folks, everybody, from the, on Sunday. So stop by. People walk by. Usually they stop and ask them where the restroom is. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, that's
I'm
a
right
good deal because we don't have porta potties. We have actual restrooms, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're so lucky.
Do I look like
Oh, okay. Yes, and we have filtered water in dispensers throughout the venue, the stadium. So we have... some wonderful amenities.
Everything. Well, again, thanks so much for joining us. It is the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st. All the information is already on travelingwithfrancoise.com, but your website is just as easy to remember because it is
IndianWellsArtsFestival.com.
Yeah, very, very easy. So don't miss it, folks, and I'll have some tickets to give away a little bit later on in the show. Thanks so much for joining
us,
both of you.
Thank you,
Leslie, for the mug, and Diane and Leslie both for the poster, and we'll take a picture, and I'll get that up on Facebook. So stick around, folks. We have some more information. We want to talk about a few more things happening in the Coachella Valley before we shift into travel mode. So you are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Okay, we have two tickets, admission tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st. If you want to give us a call at 760-440-8255. That is 760-440-8255, and I will mail those out to you. Again, it is two admission tickets for the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st. Yes, Alex.
So we did have Gina Edwards call.
Yes.
And she told us Easter is April 21st.
Oh, is it April when?
21st.
It is so confusing. Someone the other day said to me they had no idea when Easter was. So I'm going to make a little note that. I guess I could look on my calendar, but... All right. 21st. All right, again, those tickets are up for grabs for the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st. And remember, you get one, you get the tickets, and you actually can go all 3 days. So that's a win-win all the way around.
It's a good bargain.
Yeah, sounds good to me. All right, let's see. Coachella Valley Pick of the Week. Do you have yours set?
I think I do.
You do? Okay. All right, I'm going to go with... trail stewardship. This is maintaining our amazing trails. Help keep our amazing trails safe and sustainable for all. Volunteer with Friends of the Desert Mountains, installing signs, repairing damage, building new trails throughout the Coachella Valley. I would enjoy doing this, being out there helping them. It is free, and they're going to do this on Tuesday, March 19th from 8 to 12. But here's the catcher, and I did this on purpose. You have to be a current volunteer to participate. So this is a great reason for you to volunteer and to go to their website, desertmountains.org. Okay, Craig from CoachellaValley.com, who, by the way, is finally feeling better. He has been sick all week long with that thing going around. So Craig, it's good to know that you're up and about. He picks Fashion Week El Paseo that is happening every night this week. And if you just Google Fashion Week El Paseo, I have their website somewhere. I'll make sure that it's up on Traveling with Francoise. That will get you all the information. Tonight they have Animal Samaritans. Le Chien is happening tonight. You want to go on over there and support Animal Samaritans? Definitely do so. So, okay, that's Craig's pick. And Alex, what is your pick?
I'm going in line with yours, actually, and it's a free lecture, Pathfinding, Increasing Access to Outdoor Recreation by Friends of the Desert Mountains.
Oh.
And it is actually tomorrow, Monday, March 18th, from 6 to 7:30 mm-hmm. at the Palm Desert Public Library. And essentially what they're doing is gaining more knowledge for members of the community. That way they know what trails are available, as well as a new trail that they're working on in North Coachella.
Oh.
Yeah, brand new trail system.
We have lots of hiking here.
Or for North Coachella Valley, excuse me. So, yeah, it's new trail system, and they want to spread the access of You know, walking trail opportunities for Coachella Valley residents.
Okay. So, and is there a website anywhere for this?
Desertmountains.org.
Oh, go Desert Mountains. Okay. Well, I love what they do over there. So, okie doke. All right. So there is our Coachella Valley Pick of the Week. Now, there's also a bunch of free events. Yes, I said free events going on in town right now. So today they have the Concert in a Park series in Rancho Mirage at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater. That is happening today, and the gates open at 5. Let's see, happening on Wednesday the 20th, there is the free speaker series open to the public over at the Living Desert. That is from 12 to 1 p.m. Lori Marker is going to be there, founder and executive director of the Cheetah Conservation Fund. Very interesting. I went to an event one time where they actually brought in a cheetah. So that is Wednesday, March 20th. On the 21st, happening at the Rancho Mirage Public Library, Frank Sinatra in this adventure is a movie, Vaughn's Ryan Express, and that is a free movie, and these start at 3 p.m., the third Thursday of every month. Also, Walk for Kids in La Quinta on March 23rd. This is hosted by the Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House, and this is from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the La Quinta Civic Center. Now, remember, all these events are free, and I will have them on the website. McDonald's, they are opening up their new store, their grand new in Cathedral City location, which is Bob Hope Drive in Varner, which is over there actually by the TV station. It's a brand new McDonald's, so they're going to have fun things going on all day. That's from 11 to 3. Also, the 6th Annual Rancho Mirage Artist Studio Tour and Pop-Up Gallery is free Saturday, March 23rd, and the pop-up gallery is from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Studio tours, and this is at the Rancho Mirage Library as well. Phew. All right. The duck event happening, the Quack Quack Duck Discovery Duck Pluck, is March 23rd at the river in Rancho Mirage. I'm going to tell you, Rancho Mirage is winning all the accolades today on all this free stuff going on at in Rancho Mirage. So that event, of course, you do have to pay for a duck. Each adopted duck is $10, and this is to raise funds for the Children's Discovery Museum. However, if you want to go and just hang out and look at all the ducks in the river there, and I'm sure the kids will go crazy over those, so you can do that next Saturday. And again, that is from 10 to 1, and then they actually start polling the winning ducks at 2:30. And here's something else. Sunnylands, they have their entertainment going on right now from 11 to 1 every Sunday through the end of March. Today is Celtic Quake. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Celtic instruments and pub sing-alongs. So if you want to run on over there, you can do that. Desert X is going on. And we won't even have time to get into the events that you pay for.
It's all about the free stuff.
Hey, well, yeah, today it is, because we don't have time for those. But remember, I will have all this information on the website Traveling with Francoise. And Diane wanted me to let you know that if you go to the, I want to say that she said Jensen's, and I hope I am so right with this. Oh, it is right here. Jensen's is on the back. They have $2 off general admission.
Oh,
they have coupons for that, for $2 off for the Indian Wells Arts Festival. And this is the International Indian Wells Arts Festival. I neglected to say that. So they have these at Jensen's. If you didn't win tickets with us, then you can do that as well. All right, there's a few things. I guess we do have time for a few paid events going on here in the Coachella Valley. And this segment is brought to you in part by ARC Attire in Thousand Palms. Remember, when you use ARC Attire, you are employing clients of Desert ARC. ArcAttire.org, 760-343-7333. Okay, Patti LaBelle will be stepping out for COD on March 20th at 8 p.m. I'm going to see Patti LaBelle. I'm going with, actually, John Monahan, the owner of the 500, invited me, so I'm going to go on over there. And Shakespeare in Love is happening at the Palm Canyon Theater, going on starting March 21st through the 24th. They have a lot of events going on there. And as we talked about, is Fashion Week, El Paseo. The Food and Wine Festival is the weekend after that. So the Food and Wine Festival is next weekend, March 22nd through 24th. You can buy tickets at palmdesertfoodandwine.com. And Fashion Week is going on right now, and that is fashionweekelpaseo.com. Polo will be wrapping up at the end of this month. Music, Garden Jam Music Festival, buy your tickets now. That is April 5th through 6th. Phew! How do we go to all these things? I don't know. Alex, where have you been this week? You had to go somewhere.
I'm trying to think of what I've done, but it's all a blur.
It's all a blur. All right. All right. Coming up in the second hour of the show here, Linda Rose and Tina Spencer from ACT Tours are going to be joining us. We're going to talk about travel. We're going to talk about things that happen behind the scenes in the world of travel. They don't even know about that yet, and more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Stick around for some local and national news. We will be right back.